Now that you have experienced the tranquil dimension of your being, we will proceed on to the third level, the dimension of your loving self. Because Hashem planted the gift of love in our hearts so we can fulfill the mitzvah of loving Hashem and the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta l'Re'acha Kamocha. Through this walking meditation, you will deepen the quiet and gentle feelings of Ahava that Hashem has placed within each of us. Through repeatedly listening to this meditation, you will deepen your ability to experience this very essential love that resides at your core. First, select a comfortable and leisurely place to walk where you'll feel relaxed and unhurried. Now, as you begin walking, permit yourself to discover a natural pace that's comfortable, neither too fast nor too slow. Permit yourself to leisurely walk to the flow of my voice and the gentle background music you are hearing. And as you are walking, look straight ahead, or you can focus on a distant tree while allowing yourself to be aware of your body's fluid and graceful movements. Be aware of how your heels make their first contact with the ground, followed then by the balls of your feet, and finally your toes, how they come in contact with the ground. Make note that it's all in a gentle, fluid motion of walking. Now be aware of your ankles and legs in motion, how your knees gracefully bend in their own fluid rhythm. And the movement is now felt in your hips, moving upward toward your stomach, your chest, your neck. Feel the rhythmic sway of your arms and hands. Sense how the movement originates within your shoulders. Be aware of the noble erectness of your spine and neck, supporting your head. Your walking is a gentle, flowing motion that encompasses the whole of your being, from your toes to the very top of your head. Continuing your walk, take a slow, deep breath all the way down to your stomach. Feel your chest fill and rise with life-giving air. And just permit yourself to breathe naturally and effortlessly. And as you are breathing naturally, you can be aware of a vast inner river within you that carries the life-giving nourishment of each breath as the oxygen that you breathe in travels through miraculous and mysterious pathways, bringing life-enriching food to millions of cells every second. So with each step and each breath, you are taking in life-giving food that reaches every cell of your being. And your breath is the energy of your forward movement. Moving forward, you can feel the movement of air in your face. You can sense the subtle aromas all around you. You can be aware of many gentle movements in your surroundings. Perhaps a gently swaying tree, a bird in elegant flight, the lazy movements of a cloud, a falling leaf. You can see countless colors surround you, all with their subtle shades and textures. All these impressions create a sense of outer and inner harmony as you are moving forward. There is a world around you, and there's a world within you filled with beauty and harmony. And you realize that all life within you and around you is created and guided by a never-ending act of Hashem's ceaseless love for you. All this is created and delicately guided every moment of your life, from the moment you open your eyes in this world until this very moment. By Hashem's love, you now appreciate that the exquisite balance between the world around you and the world within you are all parts of Hashem's gifts to you. And as you are walking forward and experiencing your gentler and more tranquil self, you can feel it is Hashem's loving presence that gives you life. You can even hear yourself saying, "I am loved by Hashem." You understand that you are loved because Hashem sees a very precious and valuable core at the heart of who you are. You realize that you have a neshama that Hashem loves very deeply. And as you are walking forward, you also realize that just as Hashem loves you, you also have love for Hashem. And you also have feelings of love of others in your life. You realize that you want this loving side of yourself to be shared and experienced. As you daven to Hashem, and as you express yourself to those closest to you, it is a feeling from deep within you that just as Hashem loves you, He loves you even more when you love others. So as you are walking forward in a relaxed and unhurried manner, you can be aware of your feelings of love. And you can remember to stay close to this feeling throughout the day, especially when you're davening, and especially when you are near those who you care for and those who care for you.